This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Last time, I started talking about the extinction of the dinosaurs, not forgetting that birds are actually dinosaurs. Now, one of the big questions that has plagued humankind ever since we discovered dinosaurs over a century and a half ago is, what on earth killed the dinosaurs? Well, now we know that it wasn't of this earth. It's almost certain that all non-avian dinosaurs were wiped out about 65 million years ago by an asteroid. It was about 10 to 15 kilometres wide, and it hit the Earth at around 50 kilometres per second. There was enough energy in that colossal impact to wipe out about 75% of all species then living on the planet. The asteroid landed on the northeast corner of the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, right on the Gulf of Mexico. It created a crater, with its centre close to the village of Chicxulub. This crater is an enormous 180 to 200 kilometres across. It's partly on land and partly underwater. Now, because the impact happened so long ago, the crater is no longer visible from the ground. It can be barely seen from space, but only if you know where and how to look. So, how did we find it? Well, surprisingly, the scientists found the killer asteroid almost by accident. First, quite separately from anything to do with dinosaurs, the Chicxulub area is very rich in oil. And over the years, the oil geologists have drilled lots of holes looking for oil. They found that the rocks underground were definitely not normal. Colossal shockwaves at pressures of a quarter of a million atmospheres had rippled through the rock and had shattered the quartz and the feldspar. Now, these shattered rocks are about 65 million years old, the same age as the extinction of the non-avian dinosaurs. There had to be some kind of extremely high-energy event at Chicxulub to create those shattered rocks about 65 million years ago. Now, second, various geologists were putting together what they call gravity maps and magnetic maps of the area. And these maps show up changes in the gravitational or magnetic fields. The geologists look for anything out of the ordinary to find oil or mineral deposits. In this case, the maps showed up sections of a circle which turned out to be the rim of that ancient crater centered where the asteroid hit. Now, third, the rare element iridium. The rocks from during the reign of the dinosaurs, the Cretaceous period, look quite different to the rocks from after the extinction of the dinosaurs, the Tertiary period. And right between the two layers, Cretaceous and Tertiary, is another layer, and it's impregnated with iridium. This layer, about the thickness of your little finger, has huge amounts of iridium, 30 to 100 times the normal levels. Iridium is rare on the surface of our planet, but it's common in meteors. And a theory is that the incoming asteroid vaporized and that the shockwaves from the impact blasted the iridium all over our planet. There were some 750,000 tons of iridium in that asteroid, and this crater in North Mexico is at the geographical centre of these scattered worldwide deposits of iridium. Now, fourth, tektite deposits in Haiti, some 900 kilometres from Mexico. Tektites are shiny rocks that have been turned into glass by enormous heat and pressure, and there are lots of tektites in Haiti. It seems that the enormous pressures of the asteroid impact turned rock into glass, which was then blasted up into the atmosphere and across the waters and down to land on Haiti. These tektites in Haiti are the same age as the Chicxulub crater, 65 million years old. And fifth, ancient tsunamis. There is lots of evidence that 65 million years ago, enormous tsunamis pushed all kinds of debris from the Gulf of Mexico inland into North America. And working backwards, the tsunamis all seem to have come from, yes, you guessed it, around Chicxulub. Now, anything that moves has energy, and the faster that it moves, the more energy it has. A typical asteroid or comet from inside our solar system might hit the Earth at, say, 30 to 70 kilometers per second. And at that speed, each ton of asteroid or comet has the energy of 4 to 20 tons of TNT. So, there's a huge amount of energy in a 10 to 15 kilometer wide asteroid moving at 50 kilometers per second. It's equivalent to 10 to 50 million megatons of TNT. It would have released up to a million times more energy than that contained in the largest nuclear weapon ever exploded, the 58 megaton Tsar Bomba Soviet nuke. This colossal energy of 10 to 50 trillion megatons of TNT was released in a few seconds in just one spot. Now, if that energy were to stay confined in that small area, it could not kill all the non-avian dinosaurs that were scattered across the face of the Earth. But, unfortunately for the non-avian dinosaurs, the energy did spread everywhere. And how it spread everywhere, and the disastrous consequences, is what I'll talk about next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?